This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The soy industry welcomes the long-term longshoreman deal. We'll have more from the Soy Transportation Coalition right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
U.S. longshoremen reached a contract agreement with ports and shippers earlier this month, averting a potential strike that could have damaged the American economy and hurt agriculture. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, said he's pleased to see the agreement.
One of the realities that I try to underscore as it relates to supply chains is that it's better to have a predictably good supply chain than a sporadically great supply chain. You have a lot of industries like agriculture and others that in order to be successful, you've got to have that predictability and reliability. You know, you're sending products halfway around the world. It doesn't do you a whole lot of good if the supply chain is operating exceptionally on day one and it comes to a standstill on day two. You'd rather have just predictably good.
In a joint statement, the two sides said the agreement protects union jobs and allows ports on the East and Gulf Coast to modernize with new technology. While an agreement has been carved out between leaders, ratification by the rank and file is the next step.
We expect that to occur. Fortunately, that's one less question mark that is a part of our global supply chain. We've got a number of challenges as it relates to agriculture being able to export to other countries around the world. And if that's the reality, which it is, all the more reason to make sure that your supply chain is operating as efficiently and reliably as possible. So clearly good news.
For more information, visit soytransportation.org. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.